So on April 2nd, a very special reunion happened with Children's Hospital Los Angeles and Kidspace Museum. They also joined in, and this is an incredible event. And we are joined by Dr. Philippe Fredlich. He is from the Division of Neonatology and Director of the Institute for Fetal and Neonatal Medicine. So thank you for joining us, Doctor. You've got a big job. You also participate in research?
Yes, at Children's Hospital of Los Angeles, we not only take care of kids, but we also do research.
Will you tell us a little bit about this reunion? It was for the Infant Critical Care Unit, and it's kind of a reunion to bring parents together and the children, and it happened recently, very successful.
Yes, this is a really fabulous event where our graduates or our babies who have gone home and their family have a chance often for the first time to come and get together with the nurses and the physicians and the healthcare providers at Children's Hospitals and celebrate their outcomes.
Right, because they were at one time when they were infants, they were critically ill, right?
Yes, at Children's Hospital, we care for the most critically ill, neonates, and so you're up absolutely right. They during their hospital stay, those are the sickest infants that are under our care.
Mm-hmm. And so you affectionately call them graduates when they get to this reunion and they're there with their parents. And Kidspace Museum is a great place for kids. They have all different types of activities and things that kids can see and participate in. And that's where the reunion was held, right?
That's right. That's right.
800 parents and kids all together.
Yeah, it was a very successful reunion with definitely over 800 people in that wonderful space. It happens on average every other year, so not every year because it's really a big commitment to bring all those people together, but it was a very successful event.
Will you talk to us a little bit about yourself and the Center for Neonatal Medicine? It's known around the world.
This is an amazing center. It's a center for fetal and neonatal medicine, where we're at Children's Hospital, we comprehensively care not only for babies, but actually we care for the fetus as well. So we are now, for the last decade, able to diagnose many problems even before the babies are born.
You have comprehensive care.
You know, it's at Children's Hospital, we have all the subspecialties in pediatrics, not only in the medicine, but in surgery, in radiology. It's a very comprehensive approach to care, very unique. There's no one in Southern California that has the breadth of expertise that we have.
Mm-hmm. And also the way that you work with families and with kids, you know, the environment for them, the feeling that they are cared for and cared about.
Yeah, at Children's Hospital of Los Angeles, we not only care with the latest treatments, but we also bring some of the non-traditional treatments. So, for example, we have a music therapy program for infants that is very successful and that is part of their care. So it's really this holistic approach to medicine.
Right. Yeah. You consider not just what they're going through, but what their life will be like when they leave, right?
Yeah. No, we try, obviously, to care for them so that they can reach their full potential and try to individualize the care so that they can, reach their full potential in life. And at that reunion, that's what's amazing to see. You see those children that are now often 10 years old or young teenagers and can celebrate the success and what we have learned in the last, few years to try to improve outcomes as well.
Yeah, and you have fans, from then on too. What I was looking over, a letter that was addressed to you from a girl named Emmy, who's now 14, who survived because she was in Children's Hospital Los Angeles and you helped her.
Yeah, Emmy was one of my sickest patients 14 years ago, and she surprised me on Mother's Day of all time in thanking her mom for giving her birth and thanking our team and CHLA for saving her life.
She was not able to breathe correctly when she was born, right? But you helped her, and she was there for 2 months and then was able to leave the hospital and have a normal life with her family. And she wrote you to let you know that it was because of you guys. You guys were responsible.
There's no higher compliment, for us to have this kind of feedback. And now what's amazing is that Amy is giving back by coming to the hospital and meeting some of our families that are going through some of the same thing that she went through, and giving hope for a better future.
So you see a lot of stories like Emmy's then?
You know, those are the ones that we cherish, you know, the most, because obviously that's the commitment that, that Children's Hospital we give to all comers, whether they come from LA or from abroad.
And you were talking a little bit before, letting me know that you have more places that parents can go, kids can go, more campuses where they can go, in addition to Children's Hospital Los Angeles.
Yes, absolutely. In the recent years, we not only have our main campus on Sunset and Vermont, but now are partnering in the community to bring the expertise of Children's Hospital to different areas of Los Angeles.
Good Samaritan Hospital is one of those places, right? That's
one
of them.
Downtown LA,
And you have four others, I believe.
Yeah, we have had now a very successful partnership with the Providence Healthcare System. So we are in Santa Monica, at St. John Santa Monica. We are in Tarzana, as well as at Holy Cross in West Hills.
Right. So parents have some choices in addition to the main campus.
That's right. Mm-hmm. We bring the best of CHLA in the community and really partner with the community healthcare providers to give, top-notch healthcare in the community in partnership with, those providers.
Mm-hmm. How can people help you? How can they get involved? I saw the PSA with Drew Barrymore, and she said, "Live LA, give LA." So we're here, you know, with Children's Hospital Los Angeles. So if you can give, give. But what are the ways that people can help throughout the year?
Well, they certainly can support the mission of our Children's Hospital by supporting the care that is provided, either through donation, philanthropy or volunteering at our hospital, or helping with giving blood, for example, and saving lives that way. So there are many ways that people can access CHLA and really touch hundreds of lives every year.
So you can go there and give blood?
We have our own blood bank.
Okay.
We are one of the rare hospitals and Children's Hospital who on site have a dedicated blood bank to help really save dozens of daily patients that are in need of blood transfusion because of trauma or surgery or other diseases.
I also wanted to mention that are you a professor of pediatrics also?
Yes, I'm a professor of pediatric and surgery at the USC Keck School of Medicine.
You're kind of like the rock star doctor. You do it all.
Well, we all do. We are, you know, CHLA, all the physicians are actually at on the faculty at USC. I wouldn't be able to do what I do without all my colleagues. We work as a team. This is a place. CHLA is a place where there's a commitment as a team from the ground up, from our administrators to all the people behind the scene, the doctors and nurses, to care for children. It's really a unique and an amazing place.
It sounds like it. You guys all work together to have successful outcomes. It sounds like a big family.
It is a big family, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
We don't stop from caring for the tiniest and sickest patient to look at new therapy and some of the research that is happening at the Saban Institute at Johns Hospital or across town at USC. And also we partner with all universities around the country to try to find the latest information and cure of the future.
You're sharing with everyone and they're sharing with you.
That's right.
Yeah. And so what else would you like us to know about Children's Hospital Los Angeles?
It's a place that is worth visiting. Mm-hmm. We have a need for the community to get involved, whether it's reading a book to a sick child, offering their time by volunteering to go in and give blood on behalf of some of our patients, or simply donate money to provide support for research and to build better future for children's.
I know someone who's involved in the cuddle program.
Yeah, that's an amazing program as well. Touching and cuddling is an amazing form of therapy in many people, whether they are well known in their own right or simply just wanting to help come and cuddle some of our patients. Yes.
Yeah, that's one of the really unique and special programs that you have. Thank you, Doctor, for stopping by and talking to us today. And it's great to hear about the event with Kidspace.
Thank you for having me.
Uh-huh. How'd you guys get connected with KidSpace? It seems like a great tie-in.
Yeah, there's a lot of ties with the hospital and KidSpace. Some of our board members are part of their boards. So that's what I know about the relationship. It's been obviously a place for kids. So naturally, a children's hospital and a KidSpace have many similarities.
Mm-hmm. And it's a fun day for them to do all different kinds of science things there and just have a great time if they're old enough and a good meeting place.
That's right.
Yeah. And so thank you, Children's Hospital Los Angeles, one of the leaders in care for children.